So Amber Kay has been successful in one of her stalking missions.
I was not stalking.
Amber Kay is a big fan of 13 Crowns. And 13 Crowns, you know these guys. You hear them on the radio. You hear them here on Mix 107.5. Really cool single we're playing now called Grateful that you hear. That Amber loves this song. Mm-hmm. It's a great song. And Amber's like, I've got to get a hold of these guys. I got to get a hold of them. And she started doing what she does. She started stalking. And
I did not stalk.
Amber, take ownership.
I reached out. I didn't stalk.
You reached out, and you were successful. Joining us on the phone right now, all seven members of 13 Crowns. Guys, good morning. Thanks for coming on with us.
Good morning.
See, we told you. It was all seven. Okay, so now in unison, all seven of you, what are your first names?
1, 2, 3.
Perfect.
I heard right. Boogie.
Yeah, we got them all. We got all of you. Guys, look, we're super excited to have you on the radio. We really are. And love your song, Grateful. It's doing really well for you guys right now on the charts. And music, obviously, is in the family. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up here in a bit. And you guys come by it, honestly. But when did you guys decide? When did you decide, the seven of you? Because I know you have other siblings as well. When did you guys decide, hey, we got to form a band. We got to give this a shot?
You know, we just grew up around music. Both of our parents are super musical, so we've always just, you know, gone to... My dad was in a group in the 80s called The Jets. Mm-hmm. We would go to shows all the time. And so from a young age, we were just surrounded by music. And I think we just decided... I don't know. I don't think there was actually a day. It just was just something that was, like, natural.
I think it was around 12 or 13 years ago, because I was just 4 years old, and all of us are pretty much kids. But yeah, we started at a really young age, and something that we've loved to do ever since.
You know, I think it's really cool. You guys, you're not what I call a token band. You guys are the real deal. You play your instruments, you sing. I mean, you're the full package here. And when did you decide, you know, who was going to do what in the band? Because coming from that much of a musical history, I'm guessing that some of you can do more than one thing, you know, might be able to play this or that or the other. Who kind of decided who was going to do what in the band?
You know, when we were younger, we all kind of learned some instruments. And as we've gotten older, more people have joined the band, and we've kind of switched it around. So, you know, some of us, yeah, we can play a couple instruments, but we all have our main instrument that we play.
Yeah, and like Heinrich said, we all kind of started on some instruments, and we switched just depending on, like, what we liked best. And as we grew the band and more kids joined us. So, yeah.
Wait, I would like to point out that I'm extremely jealous because I can't play one single instrument well. And so when I hear that you've got a whole family that can play multiple instruments, very, very jealous about that. There's, what, a total of 13 of you, correct?
Yes, 13 kids.
And that's kind of how you got the band name, I understand?
Yeah, yep. That's precisely. Our band name pretty much represents the number 13, the amount of siblings that we have in our family. And for the Crowns part, we just thought it was kind of cool because it's like, royalty, and it's like everybody is special and they wear the crown in their own way.
All right, so I gotta ask then, so you have 13 siblings, seven of you in the band here, and yeah, it's cool, you've music on the radio and all that, but be honest, I mean, you are siblings, you drive each other nuts, or you guys get along pretty well?
All the time.
Asking the hard questions.
In every family, everybody knows, like, there's gonna be fights, there's gonna be some type of arguments here and there, but in the end, like, we still try to work it out, and we know that we're on the same mission, we have the same goals, so once we remember that, we can be united again.
Yeah, I think we have an advantage over other bands because we are brothers and sisters, so, like, deep down, there's, like, a bigger purpose, you know, we're family.
Sure.
So it's awesome.
You know, we mentioned earlier, we're talking to 13 Crowns, and we're going to play their song Grateful for you here in just a sec. You're hearing it here on Mix 107.5. You guys mentioned earlier, and I wanted to point out as well, you absolutely come by this honestly. If you're hanging out with us this morning, you know the band The Jets from the late 80s through the 90s, and I believe, you know, still putting music out and touring together. And they had, like, 8 top 10 hits, you know, back in the 80s and whatnot. A lot of songs you know from The Jets. But it turns out that the bass player for The Jets is y'all's dad, correct?
Uh-huh.
And your mom is no slouch either. I understand that your mom is a pretty accomplished singer-songwriter and was the group Blush back in the 90s, right?
Yeah, correct.
And now you guys got to tell me and be honest, you know, because you come by this, you know, from mom and dad who are both musically inclined. I also read somewhere that mom just got a pretty special award here in 2018, was like named Mom of the Year or something in California. Is that true?
Yes. Mother of Year 2018 to the state of California, and she absolutely deserves it. She's incredible.
Yes. All right, so she's standing right there right now, I suspect, right? So do they kind of leave you guys alone and let you do your thing, or do you draw a lot of influence from them when you guys are writing your music and putting together your songs?
You know, when we were younger, both of my parents played a big part in, you know, obviously our band and our practice and stuff like that. But as of right now, it's pretty much just us. They trust us. They've taught us, you know, a good amount. And now they just leave it in our hands. And so it's really fun because we get like full creative control, you know?
That is cool, and that they let you kind of experience that, and they're not living vicariously through you because they've already done it. So how did the whole Pooh Bear thing come about then? I mean, here's this famous producer and has worked in the industry. How did you guys get hooked up with Pooh Bear for this single?
Oh, it was so amazing. It was really awesome. Our dad actually had some connections to the Jets, some old, you know, music friends, and it's kind of a miracle how well it worked out. We were able to meet with him up in the studio and just kind of see what the vibes were, but right off the bat, we just really felt a good connection, and, you know, he liked us and our music and what we were doing, and obviously we loved him and his writing, and so from there, it was just awesome to, you know, record the record.
Was it kind of nerve-wracking for you guys knowing that you're dealing with this guy who's worked with the likes of Justin Bieber and all that, or was it kind of pretty easy for you knowing that dad's history and mom's history and all that?
Absolutely nerve-wracking. Pretty nervous. I was definitely pretty nervous. Knowing Pooh Bear and like all the amazing artists he's worked with, this is the lead singer, Tijuana. I was like in the studio. I didn't want to, you know, I just wanted to impress him in any way I could, or just, you know, make him feel like we were worth his time. But he loved us and he was so nice. And
we're good friends now.
Yeah, we're definitely good friends.
That's really cool. That's cool that he, you know, kind of took you guys under his wing and he was nice to you. Didn't make it too hard for you anyhow.
How is it doing the music video for Grateful? Did y'all have fun with that, or was that kind of, was it what you thought it would be?
Oh, the music video was like a fun turn of events because we filmed the whole thing out in LA and it was just awesome, and we got Pooh Bear to be on it, and he's a good friend. The music video was so much fun. Oh my gosh. We had like just a blast.
We're talking to 13 Crowns, by the way, here on the radio. With seven of you in the band and six more siblings besides that, do you guys all have very similar musical tastes, and does that kind of influence your music, or are you guys kind of across the board and you settle somewhere in the middle?
Oh, we're all across the board. There's seven of us in the band. We go from age 22 down to age 13 in the band. So just imagine the difference in the music that we all listen to. It's kind of cool, though, because we all pull from little things that we like, and we like mash it together. And I think that's kind of 13 content.
I think we all love R&B and pop and funk and soul and all that. But there really are different types of music. Some of us love rock. Some of us love 70s music, anything in the 70s. Just all kinds of music, and it's really awesome to have just a general love for music. That way we can, like you said, pour into our own artistry and make it our own.
Have you guys thought about doing like a TV show? Because I could see the big family musical. I could see like a Disney show or a reality show.
Pretty much everyone says that. You guys need a TV show.
Yeah.
You guys need a TV show. Well, and just wait. Quite possibly, you might see what happens in the future.
All right. Well, and if that does happen, Amber wants to be on at least one episode. I think that's where she was going with that. What is next for 13 Crowns? Are you guys working on new music?
We are. We've been in the studio yet again, and we have our EP finished up. We have our next single ready to go. And this year, our plans are to travel. We are going to be super busy. We're lining up a tour as we speak. So we will let you guys know if we happen to come to New Mexico.
That'd be perfect. Yeah. We'd love to get together with you guys and get some folks out to see you for sure. We really appreciate you guys coming on with us this morning. We know you guys are busy, and we know you're over in California. It's pretty early over there for you guys. So we really appreciate you coming on with us this morning. We wish you guys all the best success, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, 13 Crowns.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
And here they are now. It's the single that's doing really well on the charts. It's called Grateful, 13 Crowns. You just heard them right here on Mix 107.5. Like watching the sunshine.